Good morning. We're thinking Chayyadim, Kamim Zayin, and we're looking at Siman Beis. So the Chayyadim says that in case of Safik, a person is Chayyav and Birchas Mazon Misafik, still has to make a bracha, even though we have a general rule of Safik brachas l'hakil. Here we say Safik the rice of the Chumra. Now he introduces a new question. Menashim Hain Safik im Chayyavis min HaTorah. The Gemara has a Shaila, more in brachas and Nafkafim Beis. Whether women are chayv mina raisa to venture or not. And the Gemara has two explanations why that should be so. The Chayyadim is going to quote both of those. Number one, we learn out from the Pasuk, V'chaltu b'savot u'birat ha-Hashem l'kecha al-hor sa-tegu asher nosan loch. And while noshim ain lehem chaylik b'orat, in general, women do not get a chaylik in Eretz Yisrael. They get Yerusha, there's no sons. B'be'ikir the chalukah was given to the men. So since the Oros, the Torah is saying the bracha goes on the Oros HaToiva, and they were not given the Oros HaToiva, so maybe they're not chayv in the midst of benching. Now he does point out, Mashen Ken Kahanim u'Leviim, Af Bishen Lehem Chelik Mikomochem Yeshlem Orei Migrish. They do get cities in Eretz Yisrael, so they did get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. The women do not get a chelik in general. So the more so that's a possible understanding to say women are not, will not be chayv miraisa in the midst of benching. And we will see later on that the Gemara says that in the second bracha, the person has to mention both the idea of bris shechazamti b'sereno, and Torah shalimatono. Both of those are hefty mentioned in the second bracha to be yotze to the second bracha. The more than zafra posik. From a posik that you have to mention both bris and Torah. Women do not have the bris mila. Women do not have a general mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They have a mitzvah to learn Torah, to know what to do, which is part of the mitzvah, their mitzvahs, keeping of the mitzvahs. But a separate mitzvah called Talmud Torah, so typically for the purpose of just Talmud Torah, does not apply to women. So the more it presents both of these possibilities as reason why women would not be chayiv in Birchas HaMazon, and the more it does not come to any resolution. Okay, so now, the Chayyadim says, we're dealing with a situation where a woman is always dealing with a situation of a suffix if she's chayiv in the mitzvah of benching. Now she has a suffix if she benched. The case we started off with, the person is not sure if they benched. They don't remember if they benched or not. So a woman's not sure if she benched or not. And we have another suffix. Maybe she's not chayiv the bench anyway. Only made her abonon. So she was suffix her abonon the kula. So the item says, no. Mikom malkam im ochel kadei sviya, mistapko im birchu. If they ate a shear of kadei sviya, and they're not sure if they benched, habili suffix the rice of tzarech levarach. Even though we could argue, and the Chayyadim is going to argue in a second, that should be dealt with as a sveika. Could be she benched, and could be she's not chayiv min raisa to bench anyway. Elamah she has a chiyav drabanon to bench, chiyav drabanon, except drabanon the kula. We could argue that, right? But Chayyadim says no. That the law is if she has a suffix, if she benched, she has to bench. She has to go back and bench. However, this is all talking about a case where she ate the amount where she is surveya. The Torah says, so the mitzvah benching is only miraisa if a person feels full. Now what you bench after eating a kazai is the drabonim. So Chayyadim is saying, in a case where women do not eat, if a woman ate kadei sviya, then you're dealing with subject of raisa. If a woman does not eat kadei sviya, she's not full, she's not satiated. So the mitzvah, she does not have a mitzvah of the rice at the bench. So in that situation, you have an arguably a sveik sveika. So ain't sarkal hachmer, she does not need to go back misafik and bench. And the Chayyadim says, why? The havi sveik sveika, shemekar birchu. Maybe she already did say a bracha. And even if she did not say a bracha, Hashem Allah commandam or debin and kadei sviya debin araisa, there is a machlokes whether you need kadei sviya debin araisa, but the Ikar Pesach is like that. There's a pshat in one pshat in Gemara that more says v'chalta b'savata. V'chalta is referring to achila, b'savata is referring to shtiya. So according to that shita, a person will be thirsty during the meal, and the person did not drink, and they benched. They've been mevatel the mitzvah of the rice. If they would have taken a drink, b'chalta b'sabota, they ate and they drank, and then a verach, and they make a bracha. A person not thirsty, that doesn't apply. A person will be thirsty and says, you know what, I'll be benched, I'll take a drink later. He potentially, according to that mandamer, has been mevatel the mitzvah of the rice of benching by not drinking. But the Ikar Pesach is that we hold like the shita, which said that the holds with the chalta b'sabota is going on. Not shtia, but the idea of sviya. The person should be the simple shot in the pasuk. So, made it right to the midst of the benches only if your person is satiated. So, but here he's arguing, the reason why Tamar says that she didn't eat kadei sviya. So she doesn't have to eat makram, because maybe the lucky is that Kadesvi is the Raisa. V'avta mi rabbanon akati chayavin havali samad rabbanon. So the Maisa, there's a chiyav mi rabbanon, but it's a samad rabbanon. Avochu Kadesvi can't eilam resek tzvek hashem abtur mi raisa. Dibar l'abshita eilam niklus b'chal sofik. The more is a sofik, which women are chayv deraisa, so that should be one of the sveikas. So it's a general rule that when you say make a sveik sveika, and he buy the leaf shita, a question in the Gemara which has not come to resolution does not count as one of the sveikas. So therefore, arguably, she doesn't have a din of a sveik sveika in a case where she ate kadei sviya. So she only has one. So she only has one sofik now. Did she say a bracha or not? This is the opinion of the Chayyadim. Mishbur brings that the Shara Ephraim passes like this as well. And then he brings that the Arachronim, Kivagra says not like this. In the case of a woman is a Suffolk, if she bends, she should not go back and bench. Because it's a Svek Svekum. But the Bir Loha comes out, he says that this issue where the women are Chayyab in the Raisa, there are many Rishayim which pass in women as Chayyab in the Raisa. They learn the Gemara differently. That the Gemara did come out to Maskana, starting from the Bahag, which is one of the Goinim, and the Ran and the Ritva, all Paskin, women are chayv min raisa. So therefore, in the case of a Suffolk, a woman definitely is appropriate for her to go back and bench Misafik. Okay, have a good day.